dream is always the same. Only, I have no idea how I got here. One minute I'm showering after gym class, then I'm standing at center court, completely naked. And people are shouting at me to get off the floor. The ref keeps blowing his whistle and the scoreboard buzzer is going off. And it's a fucking nightmare. Everybody is laughing at me. The cheerleaders are doing routines about me and chanting my name. There's even a choir singing. My parents are even there. I can hear my own mother chanting and shouting my name.
Danny has a mangina. Danny has a mangina. Danny.
I try to run and hide, but all the doors are locked. So I just sit down at center court and hide my head in my hands. Take it.
Danny Stevens,
wake up. You're gonna be late for school again.
I'm awake.
Did you not hear me shouting your name for the past 10 minutes?
I heard you. Sorry, I had the weirdest dream.
Were you naked again at school?
I'm not discussing this with you, Mom. Let me get dressed.
You brought it up, and I am a therapist. You know, we really should talk about these things, honey.
Please, Mom. I'm late enough already.
You have to talk about this stuff with someone. Your father and I are worried about you, honey. You seem really unhappy.
I'm not unhappy. I just hate high school.
I was a teenager once, and I know adolescence is no picnic. But I wonder if you could maybe try a little harder.
Try harder at what? I have like 2 months left. Let me be miserable.
You know, your sister left high school. We just want you to be happy.
Then let me be miserable.
I saw Dina Haney's mother at the grocery store yesterday, and she said that Dina wasn't going to prom either. Maybe you guys could go together. She seems like a nice girl.
Mom. Dina drools in class. And her hygiene? Let's just say it doesn't seem like she ever met a bar of soap she liked.
Oh, honey. It's just...
That's Jake. I gotta go.
Okay. But you know that you can talk to me or your dad about anything, right?
Yes, thank you. Now I gotta go or Jake will keep honking.
Danny boy, what up, my jit?
Why are you listening to that song?
I can't get it out of my head. I sing it at night in my bed. I wake up singing it. I can't help myself.
You need help. How many times can you watch that same video?
She does jumping jacks on one. And today she was learning one of those dumb trending dances. Like, she wasn't very good at it. I love her.
How many times have you DM'd her?
37.
Dude, she's going to take out a restraining order against you.
So what? The heart wants what it wants. And mine wants Natasha XIX. What is your problem today?
Sorry, man. My mom was just starting with me again about not being happy.
She understands that we're the school losers, right?
I think she's in denial. My sister was like perky, Miss Popular, class president, prom queen.
She was such a fucking bitch, though.
I know. I made peace with my social standing years ago. I've tried to explain to them that I'm fine being miserable.
Besides, who wants to peak in high school? Be one of those people who talk about how awesome it was when they were 17.
Those people are sick. But God, I would literally do anything to get laid. Just once. It doesn't have to be very good or even for very long. I'm not picky. She doesn't even have to be good looking. I'm just tired of having to tuck my boner up into the waistband of my sweatpants all day like some kind of freak. It's like I'm walking around with a loaded gun.
Sex is the best. Trust me.
Have you ever had sex? Ever? And don't tell me about Lila Jacobs at Hebrew summer camp. That doesn't count.
You don't know her. She goes to another school.
Dude, just stop. We hang out before school, during school, after school, and all weekend. Never once do girls enter the equation.
We did it in my car a while back.
Nobody has ever gotten laid in a Prius.
Tons of people have sex in a Prius all the time. At least I have a car, dude. If it wasn't for me, you'd be on the bus.
I'm not hating on your car. I'm just saying there's no way you had sex in it.
Fine, I met her online.
Come on, dude, an internet girlfriend?
So?
That's like half a girlfriend.
Better than nothing, Danny.
I know, dude. I would sell my soul just to be able to feel Mr. Zambrano's tits once. Devil, if you're listening, I will give you my soul for a handful of those sweet, sweet titties.
Meanwhile in hell. We got another one!
Excellent. This system is amazing. How does it work?
I programmed it to listen for the desperate pleas of the lovely and emotionally fragile.
Devil, if you're listening, I will give you my soul for a handful of...
Should they offer us their souls, we direct them to the nearest portal.
Who is it this time?
Another high school student, Danny Stevens. He had a nightmare last night that he was running naked through the school. I'll make sure he comes to see us later today.
Careful, dude. With all those kids disappearing from school, you could be next.
Come on. It's a coincidence.
I think something bad happened in this town a long time ago, and it's come back to fuck with us.
Like what, dude? You've been watching InfoWars again, bro?
You don't think it's weird that our high school spells out hell? Herman Enoch Lewis Lynn High School, hell high?
Just stop, dude. He was the town founder. General Lynn fought off 10,000 soldiers and liberated the city.
Liberated, dude. He slaughtered like 10,000 Indians and built a city over their graves. This town is cursed, bro. And as the town's designated losers, we're more than likely cursed right there with it.
Where are you learning all this secret history, dude?
TikTok. Get this. Our high school, hell high, is at like the vortex of all the evil in town.
Howard Zinn over here with his People's History of America. They can have all of it. I honestly give zero fucks.
Might as well get high and make it bearable. We have like 11 minutes before first bell. Let's smoke. Dude, steer for a second.
Come on, I can't be late again. Mr. Wrangler will have my ass.
What's the deal with him?
I've heard from like 3 different people that he's in witness protection.
What, like the mafia? Come on, nothing that cool ever happens here. So what, he's some kind of like wise guy?
Pretty much. I don't know the details. But when he loses his temper, his accent slips from like Midwest Wisconsin to like Christopher. Dude sounds like he was in the goddamn Sopranos.
That's so fucking awesome. You sure you don't want any of this?
Maybe just a little bit. What do they say? It's not peer pressure if you just give in.
Literally nobody says that.
Good morning, Linville. You're listening to Yo's in the Morning on 99 B-Rock FM. With the disappearance last week of 16-year-old Cheryl Rosen, a sophomore at Howard Enoch Lewis Lynn High School, parents, teachers, and Linville police are on edge.
The department is now looking into the possibility that these missing students may have been abducted in connection with Satanism and the occult.
Here we go, blaming devil worshippers. $10 they start hassling all the emo kids and goth weirdos.
Shut up, man. I'm trying to listen.
Linville police, in conjunction with the special task force, have compiled the following checklist for identifying if your child is worshiping Satan. Number 1, a sudden
bitter, antagonistic attitude.
Are you hearing this?
Religion. Number 2, a drastic decline in academic performance. Number 3, a reclusive behavior pattern. Number 4, listening exclusively to heavy metal rock music almost to the point of addiction. When one or more of these
warning
signs
are evident,
parents look for the
phone ritual. See what you made me do? God damn it.
Yeah, I made you get high at gunpoint. Get out of here.
Just let me out right here. I'm gonna try and sneak past the school guard.
Run, Forrest, run!
Hey, how you doing? Good morning to the students of Herman Enoch Lewis Lynn High School. Vice Principal Wrangler here with your morning announcements for Wednesday, May 19th.
The first student disappeared 8 or 9 months ago. And at first, the school chalked it up to kids just running away. Only these weren't the runaway type. All of them were straight-A students, top varsity athletes, and even one student body president. There was also the fact that the disappearances didn't happen after hours or off campus, but during the actual school day. Nobody would say what we were all thinking. What if someone or something killed them while they were at school? Still, life went on and so did high school. Being mediocre in every way, I felt relatively safe from whatever evil haunted the school hallways. The fact that I was constantly tardy didn't hurt either. Whatever this thing or person was, it craved ambition and focus. Luckily, I had neither to give, but all that was soon to change. How was I supposed to know the devil had marked my soul?
Mr. Stevens, this is the third time this week you're late for first period.
I know, Mr. Wrangler. I'm really sorry.
Oh, yeah? You're sorry? Don't apologize to me. I'm not the one you need to apologize to if you throw your life away. You understand what I'm saying? If you're late to class all the time, there's obviously something sordid you've gotten mixed up in. So what did you do?
Nothing, sir. I'm just late. I just want to go to class.
Oh, so you're giving me orders now? You're going to tell me what to do?
No, no, absolutely not. I wasn't saying anything.
You weren't what? You weren't saying what? The fuck out of here. What weren't you doing?
I was late to first period. I overslept. It's my fault. You can send me to detention if you like, but you're really scaring me, and I just want to go to class, Mr. Wrangler.
Hey, relax, Danny. I'm just busting your balls a little bit, you know what I mean? Hey, you buy your prom tickets yet?
I'm not sure if I'm going to go or not. I don't have a date, sir.
Well, you know what? Just in case you get a date, You should get your tickets from me. I'll sell you two if you like.
Sure. If I go, I'll buy my tickets from you. Can I go now?
Yeah, look, all right, great. I got you down for two tickets. That's $75. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. You can bring it to me Saturday.
Sure, fine. Please, may I go to class, Mr. Wengler?
Get out of here, all right? I gotta finish these announcements. The lunch man can't talk about the lunch menu all day.
My day started as normal as any other. After getting a ration of shit from Mr. Wengler, I went to first period history with Mr. Danza.
A reminder for those of you planning to attend prom this weekend that this year's extravaganza will be held in the new gymnasium.
Danza's a decent enough guy, but tried way too hard to be down with the students. I spent most of my time arguing with him.
While the parents of missing Green Devil students Cheryl Rosen, Carl Lieber, Rudy Diaz, and Anthony Washington will hold a non-denominational prayer service.
Hey, Mystery. How's it going?
About as well as it can in this godforsaken town.
So who can tell me what George Santayana meant when he said, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it"?
That history is cyclical and the mistakes of the past often carry forward unless we remember their lessons and prevent them from happening again.
Very good. But history, as an institution of learning, is veering towards obsolescence if we can no longer agree on basic facts. Think about how dangerous that becomes. That is where we are headed as a culture, but you guys don't care. Your mind, your thoughts, they've all been bought and sold. You're being tracked every day on social media. What do you think is the purpose of these platforms?
To become hella famous?
Wrong. It's to better study your consumption habits, to target more advertising towards you. Do you ever wonder how it's possible that right after you talk about being hungry, you're shown an ad for Taco Bell? You guys are being preyed upon, and you don't even care!
Is this gonna be on the test?
No, Janice. You're fine. But the historian Richard Hofstadter predicted this moment nearly 60 years ago. The rise of mass media and communication leads to politics becoming another form of entertainment in which the spectators feel that they are involved. It's a prelude to fascism.
Hofstadter also said people would project their own emotions and personal problems into the system, which would further corrupt its intent.
I think you're prescribing your view of what's right and wrong upon us, Mr. Danza. I'm totally fine existing in a hyper-capitalist state and giving up some of my freedoms for the convenience, hyper-efficiency, and beautiful chaos of this hive mind.
Wouldn't have picked you for a fan of the hive mind, Stevens.
I'm not. The machines have already won, Mr. Danza. The future you fear is already upon us. We're doomed.
Danny, the class nihilist. You wish for us to live in unregulated chaos? But at least you're thinking.
Yeah, he's thinking about what a loser he is.
Derek, if you can't treat your fellow students with respect, you know the way to Mr. Wengler's office. Apologize now.
Sorry.
I don't understand how you guys can go through life so willfully ignorant of the ways in which you are being lied to and manipulated. Don't you care about anything more than likes or streams?
Mr. Danza, I have 10,000 followers on my modeling page. I'm like building a lifestyle brand.
That's wonderful, Laura.
Thanks for doing your part on behalf of all feminists everywhere, Laura.
Whatever, you're just jealous, Mystery. And so are you, Danza. I have all these opportunities and you're like just a teacher. You can drive a Kia.
Thank you, Laura, for proving my point. I don't drive a Kia. I drive a Ford Fiesta.
You're welcome.
Can't believe that we made it. Bitches always told me that I'd never be famous. Teachers trying to tell me I'll be ending up nameless. But they always come around once they hear my sound. If they talking shit, you better tell them to add me. Running through these niggas, now we running to trap me. Mama gotta get it, running up the digits. And I don't give a fuck if no one ever wanna listen.
Why do we have to run laps like this?
The high school mile is just another form of ritual humiliation. Mystery looks nice today.
I could watch these girls run all day long. This should be a thing on TikTok, girls running in gym class. There's so much bouncing going on.
Stop talking. Just shut up or he'll make us do more laps.
I'ma fuck you up, Steven. Mr. Danza gave me detention.
Dude, I literally did nothing to you.
Yeah, except be a fucking loser and think you're better than me.
Jesus, Derek, what is your problem with this? Every day, either I'm a loser or Danny is a loser.
You seem to be, like, low-key obsessed with us.
I'm what?
Excuse me, what did I say about talking, guys, huh? If you're done with your mile, then hit the showers. You three, 100 squats right now. Let's go, count them out, fellas.
You're dead. Fucking dead, Stevens.
Everyone, hit the showers right now, no exceptions. It smells in here.
Why does he always want us to shower so badly?
I think Coach Wiz is filming this and selling it on the dark web.
Okay, Mr. QAnon.
Why else does he stand here every day and watch us shower?
Probably because there's some psycho like Derek Neary who wants to assault people in the shower. It's like prison. The strong prey upon the weak. And Coach Wiz is like the warden. What the fuck, Derek?
What, you don't like that, Steven?
Ow! Just stop, dude. It's not cool.
Listen to Steven. You think your shit don't stink, don't you?
Ah! Jesus, no! I honestly don't think anything! I just don't want to get snapped by your towel!
I just don't want to get snapped by your towel!
Nerd.
Leave him alone, man. You're being a dick.
What did you call me, Barnes? Shit turd?
Dude, stop. Seriously, what's your problem?
I'll tell you what my problem is, Steven. It's fucking you and your friend thinking you're fucking better than me.
I honestly don't think about you at all, ever.
Take his clothes.
Later, Stevens. Looks like you gotta wear a towel for the rest of the day.
No towel for Steven. Hey, come on. Let's take him into the gym. I think there's an assembly.
Let go! It's not fucking funny!
Grab his leg.
You guys are fucking assholes! Stop!
Hear everyone say yes to virginity.
Yes to virginity.
What the fuck? This is my nightmare. I'm in my nightmare.
Where are your clothes, son?
Shit, god damn it, what the fuck? This is the worst.
Son, you don't need to run anymore. Embrace yourself and come to the light.
Shut up, you creepy Jesus freak. If you asked me how I knew where to go, I couldn't tell you. But something drew me to what looked like a deep pit behind the construction on the gymnasium. There was a tunnel. Not knowing where else to go, I ran into the tunnel to hide. Who is that? Derek, please, just stop, all right? What is going on? I'm going insane. What the fuck just happened?
I think this is him, your Lord Darkness. Danny Stevens.
Who the hell are you guys?
Son, you are an incredible loser. Top 1% in history. And I've seen some horrible things in my day. Wedgies, swirlies, Kanye West's presidential run. They just manhandled you and threw you out into the gym like a piece of meat.
Thank you. I'm well aware that I was just humiliated in front of the whole school.
Here. Put on some clothes.
Thank you for the robe. Now, who the fuck are you and what am I doing here?
Do you know who I am?
Well, you got horns, so I'm gonna take a swing and say, the devil?
He doesn't know who I am? Are you kidding me? Kids these days, no respect for their elders.
Welcome to hell, Danny. Can we get you something to drink? Possibly a LaCroix?
What am I doing here?
Does this sound familiar?
I would sell my soul just to be able to feel Mystery Zambrano's tits once. Devil, if you're
Jesus
listening,
Christ.
I would
actually
give you my soul.
I'm the other guy.
I was just kidding around.
Were you though? What if we could give you everything you ever wanted?
We're giving you a choice. We've been watching you.
If you were watching me, why didn't you do something to help me before that fucking asshole ruined my high school life?
It brought you to us, and that's all that matters.
But how did I get here? What was in that pit? Why am I in hell?
That pit, as you call it, is a portal. Hell doesn't exist in one temporal place or dimension. Evil is in fact all-encompassing, and thus hell is more of a state of mind than a physical place.
But I'm standing in hell, right?
Well, yes and no. You're standing in your hell, which more accurately would be high school. That is your reality. But for others, hell is represented by other factors.
I think I need to be high for this conversation.
You're a smart kid, so let me put it in another way. Hell surrounds us and exists in many forms. Your personal hell at this moment happens to be high school. For someone else, hell is a trip to IKEA with your new girlfriend that you're just realizing just isn't the one for you. And how many fucking floor lamps does one person need? For another person, it's a reality television studio.
All those things do sound pretty awful.
This whole town is evil, Danny. A massive slaughter took place here on this very spot over 200 years ago when your school's namesake, Howard Enoch Lewis Lynn, called upon my favor to help him defeat an army of 10,000 native soldiers comprised of Ojibwe and Sioux warriors. He was surrounded, and his force of 1,000 was facing certain defeat. So he summoned my help and offered me his soul. The next morning, it rained fire from the sky, and I sent my army of darkness to defeat the native army. This high school is built on their grave. The portal is the sum total of that pure evil. Anywhere evil gathers in great concentration, you can find a way into hell. And there are thousands of these, and I don't even know about them all, and I'm
the fucking devil, man.
Jake was just talking about this today, but he's insane. He believes in UFOs and QAnon and lizard people, so I figured this was another one of his wacky conspiracies.
Nothing of the sort, I assure you. General Lynn then settled here, and built the town of Lynnville, and became its first mayor. He was also a Wisconsin governor and presidential candidate, but had to drop out after he went blind and insane from syphilis. But the town founders also knew about the portal because General Lynn told them it was there. So they built a school atop it and cemented over the portal to block its entry. It prevented us from reaching Lynnville for over a century until they broke ground on the new gymnasium and reopened the portal.
All this from a single deal he made?
He became a pillar of this town because I gave him the chance to be great. What do you want, Danny?
His darkness has the power to deliver unto thee a brand new high school existence. Friends, a prom date, a girlfriend who's just dying to put out. I know you love titties, Danny. How about them titties?
Ooh, a Trans Am. Do you want a Trans Am, Danny?
Not really.
A van, then?
This isn't 1982, dude, but the titties do sound pretty good. What do I have to do?
You will pledge me your soul, and in return, I will give you the life you wish you had. I can make mystery. What was it?
Zambrano?
I can make mystery Zambrano thirst for you.
And that won't, like, mess her up?
Never question the power of the forces of evil, Danny!
Do we have a deal or not?
Yes, you have a deal. I want to be cool, God, yes. I want all the lowest life forms, all the fucking scum that go to that high school to grovel at my feet.
Just one thing, though.
What?
For every good thing that happens to you, something equally bad has to happen to someone else. It maintains basic harmony and karmic balance for both good and evil.
I don't have to kill anybody, do I?
You define the parameters of how people suffer. The point is that you choose someone that will suffer. But first, tell me what you want.
Can I think about it and just get back to you? How about just erasing the fact that this happened to me today?
Your wish will be done, Danny.
And now you just choose someone to suffer.
Easy. Derek Neary.
And what do you want done to him?
You choose. I can't decide.
It shall be done.
How does the rest of this work? I'm gonna wake up and all of a sudden be a completely different person?
Well, I'll erase today's events from your peers' collective memories, so you'll start fresh tomorrow without today's indignities ever happening.
Can I keep the robe?
Ooh, unfortunately not. Our robe stock is dangerously low. At the count of five, I'm gonna clap my hands and you will wake up in your bed. Get ready, Danny. The past you remember no longer exists. 5, 4, 3, 2, and showtime! What is it you guys want? Prom dates, girlfriends, endless sexual pleasure? What is it?
All of it.
And through the party of the century.
You've granted us your soul for eternity. I think we can handle a crush and a kegger. Get extra fucked up for me, boys.
And Jake's TikTok crush, Natasha XIX, is brought to life as a sex robot in the high school STEM lab.
Hello? Can you hear us? I can't see through all the smoke.
Hello? I'm Natasha?
Yeah, you're Natasha.
Dude, don't we have plans to make for this party this weekend?
A party? I love parties. I also love karate.
Dude, I'm about to have the night of my life. Karate and sex? I'll see you back here in school in the morning. We're gonna roll this town.
Everyone look at me, I graduated. I know they thought I'd never make it.
famous, but they don't really love me at all. Mom, look at me, I'm graduated.
Prom in Hell was created by Jared Goodstadt. Executive producers are Jared Goodstadt, Jimmy Jelinek, and Sam Winter. Original songs performed by Jaden and Nessa Barrett, Swaco, Yoza, Q, 44 Phantom, Ricky Desktop, and Caroline Freeland, who also star in the series. Also starring Stormy Daniels as Danny's mom. All additional roles performed by the Audio Up players. Prom in Hell was written and directed by Jimmy Jelinek and Laura Ramadi, with editing and sound design by Jeremiah Zimmerman. Associate producers Richard Regal and Ashley Arndt. All music for Prom in Hell was written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jaden, Kinder, and Jeff Eaters, with contributions from Nessa Barrett, Swaco, Yoza, Q, 44 Phantom, Ricky Desktop, and Audio Chateau. Additional score by Jeff Eaters and Jeremiah Zimmerman. Produced for Audio Up by Phil Alberstadt, Jordana Glick-Franzheim, and John Gracia. Legal and Business Affairs by Jason Boyarski, a.k.a. Lawyer Man. For music from the series, please visit Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you find good music. Prom in Hell is a production of Audio Up Media. For extras and behind-the-scenes footage, visit our YouTube channel or audioup.com. And don't forget to get your free tickets to a first-of-its-kind live stream concert experience, Prom in Hell Live, produced in collaboration with No Cap Events, featuring performances by Nessa Barrett, Jaden Swaco, 44 Phantom, Q, and Yoza. Visit nocap.shows/prominhell to get your tickets to the first ever punk rock prom in Hell Live.